Well, hello again, team. Now, I'm a little bit worried that the story I'm going to tell today is going to get me in trouble. You are listening to The Penny Drop. My name is Penny Terry. And of course, every week you get one story told in about 5 minutes with the promise of a penny dropping moment every time. But yeah, maybe some complaints too. We'll see. So, when I packed my bags and moved to Melbourne for uni, there were some big changes, obviously, for this little Tasmanian girl. But it was the subtle changes that I found more interesting, like how my friends who grew up in Victoria spoke English differently to me. It's this bit that I'm bracing for, complaints and counterexamples to land in my inbox or on my phone. You see, up until then, I don't think I had any idea there were regional accents within Australia. Yeah, I mean, expected cultural differences across languages and backgrounds, but not the kind that changed depending on which state you were from. Turns out I was wrong. It took me a whole year, though, to figure out what the subtle difference was. So I was 18, deep in uni life, when the word that finally gave it away was alcohol. It was probably quite fitting for that era of my life, because to my ear, Victorians pronounced it alcohol, not alcohol. So E-L, alcohol. And whether you agree with me or not, once I'd realised this, suddenly my world was full of balconies instead of balconies. But more importantly, once I'd tuned into this subtle shift, I couldn't unhear it. So if you haven't heard it before, you're welcome. So why am I talking about this today? Because I think it was that moment, that realization of subtle shifts, that sent me down the rabbit hole and into the world of unique communication accents. I reckon they're a thing. But what I reckon about them is it's not just about the vowels, it's about the vibe. So our unique communication accent is less about how we sound and it's more about how we show up. So the way we respond, the communication habit we default to without even realizing, we've all got one. You've got one. I've got one, as I'm sure my inbox is hearing about now. Most people don't know what theirs is, but once you hear it, you can't unhear it. And once you know your default, you can choose whether you stick with it or shift it, depending on what the moment calls for. And I reckon that's the real power, being able to tune in and then turn up the part of you that fits. So how do you do that? How do you shift communication accents to match the moment? Well, let's talk about that a bit. Last week, I mentioned role archetypes, just briefly. So the hats that we wear, depending on who we are to the people in the room. This is the relationship part of my tuning in trio. So the trio is situational, relational, and vibrational, the vibe. I'll get into that later. Most people that I work with can name their role pretty easily. But then comes the harder bit. Okay, so I know my role. Now, what do I need to say? What are they expecting from me? How do I step into that role in a way that's actually useful? And yeah, it's a fair question. And look, there is no perfect script, sorry, but I reckon there is a shortcut. So yeah, most of us have a default accent we slip into, especially under pressure, but that doesn't mean we're stuck with it. Just like learning a second language, we can become fluent in other styles too. We can flex, we can shift, we can meet people where they are and still bring them with us. Each role archetype that I'm about to go through comes with a go-to communication style that helps us step into it quickly and on purpose. So these are the four roles I see leaders play most often and the go-to communication style or tip that helps each one land. So the first is the advocate. So they create trust and they draw others in. The go-to style, use questions, be curious, offer respectful prompts that help others feel seen, heard, and safe to open up. So that's for the advocate. If you're walking in and you need to be the anchor, so the person who brings stability and grounds the room, your go-to communication style will be reflections. So offer slow, steady, thoughtful responses and insights that can calm the space and can let people think. So that's the anchor. If you need to be the architect, so that person that builds clarity, structure, direction, the go-to communication style is to offer perspectives. So frameworks, context, and ideas that help people make sense of the moment. And finally, if you need to be the amplifier, so the one that energizes the group and makes messages land, then the go-to communication style is narratives. So stories, analogies, lived experiences that bring energy and emotion to the message. So advocate, questions, anchor, reflections, architect, perspectives, amplifier, narratives. And look, while we walk into the room in one role, the real magic is being able to move between all four. And just like my alcohol moment, once you tune into these styles, I reckon you'll start spotting them everywhere in meetings, in interviews, at the dinner table, and most importantly, in yourself. And when you know your communication accent, you get to choose. Am I going to stick with it or switch, depending on the situation, the relationship, and the vibe? Now, next week, I'm going to dive into the fact that our communication accent lives in our bodies too. And I'm not talking about body language necessarily. I'm going to talk about the energy that we bring into a room and how we can shift it when the moment calls for something else. While I've got you, if you want help figuring out your communication accent, the good news is that's literally my job. Send me an email, penny@pennyterry.com. And let's line up a strictly no obligation chat. You can tell me what help you're after. I'll let you know if I think I can help. If we're a good fit, great. If not, well, you can keep getting your tips here for free. And finally, if you thought this was interesting enough to listen right up to this very end bit, then I would love for you to forward it to someone else and help build the number of penny droppers that we have out there in the world. Word of mouth is my favourite kind of marketing. Okay, until next time.